Hey folks, welcome to the Talking Bistic. I'm your host, Sakif. Today, we are going to talk about cash flow quadrant. And before we do that, I just want to thank our sponsor, All Innovative Solution, who are the digital marketing startup, helping small to mid-sized businesses with their online presence. And so cash flow quadrant is basically a simple business model, which indicates four different sources where income, where wealth comes from. And then we're also going to have a guest today. His name is Ryan Leet. He is going to explain even more, because he's basically doing a full-time job, and then he's also an entrepreneur, investor, as well as self-employed. And yeah, also the cash flow quadrant, it's written more in, there's a book by Robert Kiyosaki, it's more in details. And make sure to check that out. I'll make a banner out of it as well. So yeah, cash flow quadrant. Let me see if I got everything together before I introduce my guest. And yeah, let me see if and then Robert Kiyosaki's book. Oh yeah, it's called Cash Flow Quadrant. And he also wrote another book, which is called Rich Dad and Poor Dad. The reason I'm doing this show is because of the individuals who are struggling online, who's struggling financially, and they're looking for jobs, and mostly online jobs. And so this is, there's tips and advice for them, so which is why Ryan Deep will be able to explain it to you. So let's not waste any more time, and let me bring out my guest, Ryan Deep. Let me see. Ryan Deep.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Thank you so much for coming to our show. How are you, sir?
I am very, very well, actually. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just, it's just a tough day, right?
But we have them sometimes. It's life.
Yeah, it is. It is, right? So, Ryan, I want you to, we will talk about how... like the cash flow, we'll get into details about cash flow quadrant, but let's get to know you a little better. Where are you from, and what's your background, like in terms of education and also family as well?
Well, see, I originate, currently I'm in Southern Ontario with you in your town, but originally I come from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, so Cape Breton Island, and I come from an army bred background, so like, you know, everybody in my generations have been army, and like very small town, very I guess it was an old miner's town, and they mined coal. So like really, there was nothing around. I grew up in the backwoods, basically farms. I loved the life, but a lot of people wouldn't really find it the most kind life, I should say, to be able to get the opportunities needed, or you know, of one's dreams. But I was fortunate enough to have parents who moved here to Ontario for my educational purposes, as well as their, you know, work experience and all that stuff. So with coming here to Southern Ontario, it opened many, many more doors to, you know, opportunities and things like that. But we moved from Nova Scotia to here in Ontario back in 1994, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And ever since then, we were at rock bottom. We literally had nothing, and we moved here with absolutely nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing. No money in our pockets, nothing. My brother was a baby. Like, my parents struggled, but through it all, their fight, their drive to always want to, show that better life for my brother and myself. It drove me, and I went from there. Education was very important to my family. So, as long as I, did high school, but in my head, it wasn't enough. High school was just, the bar. I wanted to set the bar higher. So I'm the type of person who grew up in, again, a small backwoods kind of town. So I had no fear.
Wow.
I didn't look at, the negative of anything, really. If I thought it was something worth doing, I dove in. So, I grew up, background football, playing ice hockey, baseball, sports. But I myself also like the finer things like comic books. I'm a card collector. Many, many, many different opportunities have presented itself to me since, I've taken action in my own life. But I guess, in a nutshell, Ryan Leet is somebody of more of a yes man.
Wow. And what was your age when you moved from Nova Scotia to Waterloo?
I want to say I was 9 or 10 years old.
Wow. And how's life in Scotia?
The life, it's a lot different than the lifestyle here because we're in a big city. So, it's obviously a faster lifestyle and a faster pace of everything, every aspect. Like, if I wanted to go to Walmart, it was an hour and a half drive.
Wow,
Here, I could
that's
walk
crazy.
in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was a slower way of life. I wanted groceries. I went to the corner store. Like, there was no
Wow.
grocery store. Like, we got everything in one spot. It was like a mini Walmart, I guess, if you will. But I was happy. I can't complain about where I come from because I love it there. And eventually, my plans are to retire there.
Oh, that's good to hear. And where so your passion for entrepreneurship is very strong. I just wanted to know where did this passion come from, and how did it develop?
I think it was the beginning of high school for me,
Yeah.
because the big thing in with me is the one thing I disliked the most was bullies, people who picked on other people because of their differences, whether it be physical, mental, it doesn't matter. It drove me nuts. And instead of, because again, I numbers are my thing. I'm really good with numbers and mathematics, but when it came to, physical things in the world, I use numbers as a, so it's like, well, if I add negativity to the situation, I'm only going to get negativity back.
That's true.
I learned at a young age is even with a bully, if you choose not to take his negativity, then he can't do anything with the negativity because it's still on him.
That's true, yes.
You come back with more negativity, you come back with more positivity. And believe it or not, I've changed quite a few people's minds about being bullies.
Yeah. No, that's very good. Like,
My point about that is,
or, yeah,
to help.
you
That's
help.
one thing. I like to help people with their problems.
Yes,
There's a
yes.
reason this person was being a bully. You know what I mean? That's
Yeah.
where I come. Like that's how I thought. So instead of, negativity and becoming enemies, why not find out what his problem is and try to help him solve it?
That's
Then he's
true.
not a bully no more, right?
Yeah.
That's just the way I thought.
Well, yeah, it's good that you helped the ones who are weak, and you stood up to the bullies.
It's not even me standing up, or it's not about being a bully myself. It was taking a negative situation and flipping it into a positive.
Positive, yeah. No, what I meant is, it's that You stood up to the bullies, and then you helped the ones. You had that passion to help people, and you flipped. You turned a negative situation into like you turned negativity into positive. Is that correct?
That is correct,
sir. And Ryan, you do a lot of things. Like you are doing a full-time job, and then you're an entrepreneur, you're an investor, you're into self-employment. How do you manage your time, and what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, let me tell you, sleep is not much part of that day. I figure, you know, I'll get enough sleep when I'm dead. If I want my dreams, I got to work my ass. Sorry to use my language, but I got to work my ass off to get there. And I'm willing to sacrifice little things. Like I'm a dad of two girls and I have plenty of time for them.
Yeah.
They're my number one priority, obviously.
Yes.
My 9-to-5 job, which I work every day.
Yeah.
Actually just coming home from it. I drive forklift all day for a concrete company.
Wow.
And when I come home, like, well, even at work, when I'm on my breaks, I'll go through Facebook and do a couple of ads and, you know, get my business started, talk to a few people, and then I'll come home, I'll do dinner. And then after dinner, I'll do either usually a meeting, but today is a podcast with you.
Yeah.
I always have a notebook. I do. Here it is. See, here's something I always have right here.
Wow.
And you can contest for that. Every time you and I have met, I have brought this exact notebook with me. Why I always have a notebook is because whenever I have an idea, I want a place to put it. So that, believe it or not, takes up a lot of my day. I got like 30 of these things lying around somewhere.
Yeah.
But again, if I meet somebody and, you know, they're interested in one of my opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll flip to a fresh page. I'll write their name down and everything they're telling me. And we're talking about whether, you know, it's about sports or whatever. I write it all down. So that way, the next time I come across that page, I can be like, oh yeah, that person and that person, it's something I've done since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it obviously helped me along the way. And I now have, again, I have my two girls. I have the full-time job.
Yeah.
I have two online e-commerce stores. And wow. I'm also investing into cryptocurrency. And I'm playing with stocks. I'm still learning.
Same here, yeah.
And then on top of it, I'm trying to get into the dispensary business and run a farm for growing marijuana.
Yeah.
For medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
So yes, I like to stay busy.
Now that's really good, and I feel like now it's the time for everyone in order to get out, overcome their financial struggles, and change their financial situations. I think one has to create multiple streams of income, like what you're doing. And yes, I'm also trying my best to go do that. And I want to ask you something. Like, have you ever tried using when you're out of notebooks, when you're done writing, like, have you ever thought about using an iPad or a cell phone or
there's a reason for that too. Because I've had many devices, don't get me wrong, this is the age of technology and we are so advanced that it's not even funny anymore. But I still believe in the old fashioned art of a pen and paper.
Pen and paper.
Cursive. Yeah. My 5-year-old daughter knows how to do cursive because I drill it into her.
Wow.
Never learn in school today because she know it through me.
Yeah.
So it's something I've done my whole life, even if it's just a drawing. Like I'm doodling. I got quite a few doodles in there. I'm not good at it, but keeps the hands busy. Busy hands.
Yeah.
Happy Ryan.
Makes sense. Yeah. And well, yeah, no, some of my friends, like they just hate notebooks. They prefer using, well, one of my friend, his name is also Ryan. He uses like cell phones or iPad. It's because he feels that he's helping the environment. And you know the climate change, right? It just he feels like he's making a positive contribution to the environment. But then again, different people have different opinion, and different people have different ways of doing things, which I respect. So my next question to you is, what's like you said you are into you do cryptocurrency, and I just wanted to know what sparked the idea of getting into cryptocurrency.
You're asking me what got me into it?
Yeah, like what sparked the idea? Yeah. Yes, sir.
Actually, believe it or not, I've had this conversation with a couple of my groups and a couple of my teams, and we've all swore like 4 years ago, like cryptocurrency, it's a scam. But really, does anybody really know what a scam is? Can anybody explain that? I've never gotten a straight answer from anybody. And it's pretty typical. They're like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. I was like, yeah, but what's a pyramid scheme? And people ask me all the time, like, I've had for the first 2.5 years, I'm not going to lie to you, my friends, my family, and the biggest disbeliever of all, everyone did like thought I was an idiot for starting an online business because, oh, you're a scam artist. Oh, you're trying to steal money from people. If you can brush through all of that negativity and only look at the little itty bitty positivity that you could see in the distance and focus on it and work your way towards it, eventually you don't hear those. Eventually it doesn't bother you anymore. And then you start hearing that, oh, wow, he's really doing something. Oh, wow, he's actually making a difference. But my biggest disbeliever was my own mother.
Wow.
My own mother was my biggest disbeliever, who is now my biggest believer and supporter.
And why is
All
that?
I'm saying is basically, your dreams are not going to be easy to achieve. But the question is are you willing to push that extra mile to achieve it? Everybody has a dream.
Yeah, that's
Are
true.
you willing to push for it? And what actions are you taking to get towards it? That's just the way I think. Well, if I'm not making any actions right now towards what I want in life, then what's the point? Why dream
True.
like that if I'm not going to push for it? And that's just how everything works for me. Like, and now that I have multiple streams of income, I don't look at it as, oh, look at all this money I have. Oh, let's go shopping. No, I look at it as, okay, who else can I help with this? I want to know who I can help with this. If I can't help myself with this, I'm not going to help you or anybody else with it. Because really, then that makes me the scam artist. I don't want the money. I want to help you make money, or I want to help you achieve your dreams, or whatever you want. That's what I like doing.
And the, yeah, that's I agree with that. And I just wanted to know, like, is that so? In to summarize what you just said, is it the leap of faith? Is that what you
In and out.
believe in?
You got to look at it as from a quote from Spider-Man, I guess, as you will. It's a
Yeah.
leap of faith. Like everyone thinks it's all this hard work, which don't get me wrong, it is. It's a little bit of work. You got to work, but like you're not trying. It doesn't matter if you're selling a product or a service or whatever it is. It's basically a leap in faith, and you're selling yourself. If you don't believe in you, then how do you expect anybody else to?
Exactly.
It's just a leap of faith. You got to take that jump. Whether you fly or you fall, at least now you'll know, right?
Yeah.
Question is, if you do fall, are you going to be able to get back up and jump again?
True.
I mean,
Yeah. Yeah.
everybody fails. We're only human. Even
Yeah.
the best, no matter what it is out there, they all started at the bottom.
That is correct. Yes, sir. And Ryan, you do have a smart contract with a Filipino company, so Forsage. So I just want to know, how did this Filipino company, Forsage, get into Canadian market?
Believe it or not, I heard it through the grapevine, basically in a nutshell. I don't know how it became available in Canada, but once some of my mentors and their mentors got word that it was available into Canada, they tested it and then rolled it out to us. And then we had a big sit down and meeting. It's like, all right, this is working. We're all making money. This is the first time we've had 100% success rate. Let's start rolling this out slowly. So that's how we started doing it. We started doing it word of mouth. All right, you tell your buddy, you tell your cousin, you tell your mom, get a few people in on this, and then we'll see how these results start out. And then these
Sure.
people all came in, back when Ethereum was like $300, $400, $500.
Wow.
So like, wasn't expensive to get in. So a few more people jumped in. And then their teams, and now, next thing you know it, we're blowing up over 500, 600 people in our team, and
Wow.
we got to start creating more and more leaders to be able to control and handle all of these teams, and then
Yeah.
train all of those people to be able to train all of those people to be able to, and so on and so on. And that's where people get that pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, in my mind, a pyramid scheme, I'm pretty sure it's either dead or like, it's just that phone call you get about a trip you won and they want your credit card number. I don't want your credit card.
I do respect the fact that you're always you wanna you're into helping people rather than tricking them, like what scammers are doing, yeah.
See, that's the difference, right? Like what we do is like we do a community thing. Like I'm not going to get you in on one of my opportunities and then just, leave you fend for yourself. No,
Yeah,
I'll be
yeah.
here today going, hey, have you done this yet? Hey, look at this. I found something cool. I can see the potential in the people I believe in, and I'm not going to bother you. I'm going to like you show interest to me. I'm gonna say, hey, well, okay, here, let's start here. And then you watch this or you click on this or tell me what you think. And if you actually message me back, then we'll start the conversation because I want to know if people are serious. Like, I'm not going to take somebody in who expects me to do all the work for you and you reap all the benefits.
True. Yeah.
I don't have time for that stuff. I really don't have time. You're not willing to try, then don't reach out to me. You know what I mean? So like,
Yes.
I get to choose who I want on my team underneath me. Like, I'm not just going to sell these things to anybody who throws me an interest. I want to know who you are. What's lunch today? Like, that's just who I am. That's how I get to know people, and it shows me that you have the will and the drive to learn what we have to teach.
That is correct.
And we
That
have online courses, and we have leadership programs, and sky's the limit. We have all the tools. You just got to walk through the door. And we're giving the best part about all of this is we're giving it all away. Absolutely free.
free. And so, Ryan, you are already an entrepreneur. Do you have a You are planning to quit your full-time job, is that correct? Like the 9-to-5 job and then be a full-time entrepreneur, right?
Eventually, I will eventually get rid of the 9-to-5 job and put 100% of my investment and time into my online businesses. But as of right now, it's not really a necessity. And I'm not really in a spot yet to be able to quit that 9-to-5 and have that security net taken out from under me because of the benefits. Because, I have children, so I kind of need benefits, in case my children get sick or something.
Exactly.
But once I get to that point, which hopefully here is going to be in the next few months, that I can pull the trigger and get rid of that 9-to-5 job, leave on good terms, but get rid of that 9-to-5 job and focus my entire attention to the online world.
Perfect. And also, So my question to you is like, what is the transition here? Like, let's say if an individual wants to quit their job and then do entrepreneur full time, like, so what's the transition like? How do you go about doing it?
Okay, first things first, don't quit your job first. Don't get me wrong. I get, you know, giving 110% is all you got, but
yeah.
Don't get rid of your safety net right out of the gate, because not everybody's going to be make it to the top. Like I had a young guy at my work today saying, "Oh, I'm going to be a YouTuber one day. Ha 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 ha! I'm going to be so famous." Like, really? You honestly think that? Like, these people who make millions of dollars on YouTube work their butts off.
It's true.
I got friends that are YouTubers. They play slot machines for a living on YouTube. Like, friends, people who, you know, prank wars. It's not like they just grab their phone and go videotape each other. No, like, they study, they practice. There's so much behind it. It's not even funny. And the transition from going from the 9 to 5 to the online entrepreneur, again, I'm going to have to go with leap of faith. You got to take. You got to pick your battles, you know, find something that's right for you. Maybe the first opportunity, your business is not right for you.
Yeah.
There's no obligation for you to be there. You don't want to be there. Don't be there. Test the water. You know what I mean? Don't dump all your investments into one, you know, put all your eggs into one basket. No, spread your eggs out, find out which one works best, and then go with the one that works best. Once that one starts becoming a little bit successful, then maybe start thinking on taking on one or two more. And then eventually, next thing you know it, you got all of this income coming at you that really you don't need. So the job 9 to 5 eventually will have to go, because you got to give all your attention to these opportunities you started. And believe, again, I'm going to have to stick with the leap of faith.
Leap of faith. Yeah, I do agree with you, because it can be very confusing, and not everyone's going to be on like if you start a business, not everyone's will be successful immediately, right? It'll take time.
But see, that's the thing most people actually make the mistake of, because they'll see all my success and be like, "Oh, well, how come you're making all this money and doing all this and I'm not doing anything?" Well, you answered your own question. I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? I get it all the time. And like, I'm few people like who they are, like the drive they have, and then just they drop off the face of the earth. And then 2 months later, like, "Where's all this money I was promised?" I didn't promise you nothing. I promised if you put into hard work, the rewards could be endless.
Yeah. And so, Ryan, my next question is, what's your insight on Ethereum, and also what programs have you invested, like that's getting you returns or even residual?
Well, I recently got into one. It's called Burex, and again, my mentor just kind of threw it at me, and it's basically it's called a crypto bot, basically, and it trades for you, and it gives you a daily residual of whatever you invested. Wow. And I just dipped my toe into it with 0.2 Ethereum, and it's legit. You know, I'm not getting ripped off. I can still withdraw my amount. It gets locked in for 20 days at 1.4% daily.
Yeah.
And it's promising, and that's actually probably one of the better ones, because there's no recruiting, there's really no work. You just invest your money, and 20 days later comes back with more of his buddies. And then you can just repeatedly do it, or you can dump it all. Like, there's three different packages. If you want to go big, you know, with 20 plus Ethereum coin, like, I'm pretty sure that's like a 2.5 daily return, and that could be huge.
Yeah, yeah.
So that right there alone, if you have that kind of coin or that kind of money, which 99% of the people don't, but, you know, if you just do the work, take the small steps it takes to climb that ladder all the way to the top, next thing you know, you're up here with all of these coins and millions of dollars, and you don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
See me, I'd be like, okay, well, let's have a contest. Let's help somebody out. let's get somebody started for free.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would do it, but.
And so, sorry, first for cutting you off. How do you spell the, what's the name of the program again? I'm creating a banner.
Sorry, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want to shut you off here because my laptop doesn't like your, the link you sent me. It didn't like it, so I just used my phone. Burex. Oh.
Okay. How do you spell it? B.
Kind of caught me off guard with that one, bye.
No worries. I'll just look it up.
All right.
Yeah. I got it. Yep.
You got it? It says crypto trading. Yeah. There you go.
Is it the innovation trading bot, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. Let me just. While I'm doing that, let me ask you another question. What's your insight on Ethereum? Is it the dollar value going really like, what's the dollar value right now?
Well, again, when I bought in a month and a half ago, I'm still learning the crypto world. Like, I'm still learning, but what we're doing down pat. But when I started and I actually got a few people in, it was only like $500 a coin. So like minimum investment was $125, $150 in that area.
Yeah.
And people buy into our system. And today, actually it just closed, or not closed, listen to me. Wrong one. sorry, got a million and one things going on. So yeah. I'm pretty sure I only checked like 10 minutes prior to jumping on here, but it was just under $1,700 a coin. In about 4 weeks, it jumped over $1,000.
Wow.
And again, right now they're predicting Ethereum to go up where Bitcoin is right now. And Bitcoin is also predicted to go skyrocketing as well.
Wow. Yeah, no, Bitcoin's getting stronger every day. Yeah,
number one currency.
And yeah, it is.
Number two.
So. Yep. Yeah, people, I know that people who invested in Bitcoin in the early 2000s, they're actually millionaires right now. That's what I heard. Yeah.
And again, they're saying that again about Ethereum.
Yeah.
People who are buying Ethereum now are going to be tomorrow's millionaires.
Wow. So my next question to you is, what's next for Ryan Lee? And tell me about your dispensary business.
Believe it or not, that's what's next for Ryan Lee.
Wow.
I've actually been in the Paralympic world for a little bit, and, you know, a few friends that are in chairs playing sports, and the medicinal marijuana is the only thing, believe it or not, that helps them with their CP, or like some of them have the shakes when they're playing, or they'll grab their hockey sticks or whatever, they get the shakes, believe it or not, THC. Some of them do oil, some of them smoke, some of them eat, but like, I've seen it do so many wonders for so many people. So I got into it. I got a license to grow through the government, and I grew for a buddy of mine, and I learned how to do it that way. And my best friend and I, he's a big advocate as well. And one thing led to another, and we're like, well, why don't we just start our own? And I usually drive to Port Dover to go to my boat all the time. And on the way, I usually drive past this farm that's got this huge electric fence around it. And then as I'm going, you know, the weeks go on, these plants in their field start getting bigger. And I noticed it was marijuana. And I was like, this guy's got an entire field of this stuff.
Yeah.
As far as you could see, you couldn't see how far it was. That's how far it went. Wow. So curious me stopped right in front of the gate, right at the guard hut. And I was like, I got to talk to the person who owns this. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I want to know how to do this. And then, again, the security guard done one of those things your puppy would do when you make that cute little sound. He's like, yes. I was like, I want to talk to the owner. Can you tell me how I get a hold of this person? And he gave me a business card, and he's like, here's his card. Send him an email. Don't call him or message him. I was like, I can send him an email. That's no problem. So I sent this guy an email, and I requested a sit down with him, and he agreed right away. Very nice gentleman. We went to actually a local Tim Hortons.
Wow.
And him and I sat there, and I picked his brain for hours. Like, I got an entire book like this full of all of his ideas. I wrote everything down. Everything that man had to say, I wrote it down. And I was like, wow, that sounds like a challenge. I can do that. I know I can do that. So I'm on my road. I just, you know, I'm back into the game. I got my license back, and I'm looking for land to buy a farm at the moment. But I'm not having any success in that field. Because here in Southern Ontario, apparently farms are very difficult to come across.
Oh, so like, do you have a plan, any plans to launch it, or do you have a date to launch?
No date at the moment. We're still working on branding and actually our own genetics. So we want to be able to come out into the general public with our own products, our own logos, our own image, our own brand, our own everything. I want to come out of the gate flying. I don't want to slowly taper out. I want to be the number one distributor here in Southern Ontario.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I'm sure you will be one day. And yeah. And so my next question is, what challenges do you face in your daily life?
I face many, 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 many challenges. Like I said before, I've never vouched on a 1, 2, 3 go. You know what I mean? Like, if I was doing something in my mind, I'm jumping. You know what I mean? If I'm jumping off a bridge and off a moving car, there's no hesitating. I just 1, 2, 3 go, way I want. So that, believe it or not, most challenges I find face day to day are mostly physical, because I've actually fractured my skull right here. And I broke both my jaws right here.
Yeah.
It's my own doing. Don't feel bad for me. but like, I've broken hundreds and hundreds of bones, cuts, scrapes, surgeries, stitches. Oh, I've been up and down. So basically, physically, I'm not where I used to be. But it's still not going to slow me down. And when it comes to like mental, I really don't have any mental blocks. I'm an open book. I take everyone as is.
Yeah. No, that's good to have, and this is exciting that you're always you're a go-getter, I would say. And that's what everyone especially now should go for. Like, if they see an opportunity, they should go for it rather than, you know, like, be skeptical about it.
Sorry to cut you off, Shaki.
Yeah, sorry.
Do you want to look back at your life in 40 years and say you had the guts? I don't care.
No, you don't want to regret, right?
Don't live in regret.
Yeah,
is what's going to keep you from living your life.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. Is there a specific channel or a strategy that you are using to grow your business?
Positivity. Believe it or not, I'm a real person. I'm not going to get up here and sing and dance and do all these fancy things or shake up. I'm not going to do that. I'm me. You take it or leave it.
It
doesn't bother me. You don't like me? Cool. Have a nice life. I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
Just if you try to be fake online or in videos, and people see through it, even if they don't mentally see that you're BSing them, or they see it, and their mind will be like, you know what, next.
Yeah.
But when you're genuine and you're helping others or plants or animals, doesn't matter. This compassion, love is where it's at.
True.
Money makes the world go round. I disagree. Love makes the world go round. Money's just a tool.
That's true. That's very true.
A lot of people are greedy. We're all greedy. I like money. Who doesn't like money? But like it's you want it, here you go. Like it's not going to make you happy. And if you cry for money, just remember, money's never going to cry for you. Never. So why would you cry for it?
That is very true. Ryan, you do like I said, you do a lot of things. How do you maintain focus? So you said you do forklift at a concrete, like how difficult is it to maintain the focus?
Some days, better than others. I'm only human. We all have bad days. Me, I try to make an hour of me time every day. 1 hour dedicated 100% to me, whether I'm reading a book, watching a movie, playing video games, drawing, something
Wow.
I like personally. I like doing puzzles and I also collect cards. So I love sorting through my cards and, putting them. 1 hour a day minimum of me time.
Wow.
Instead of day
And
dedicated to everything else and everyone else. 1 hour of me time.
also, how do you evaluate opportunities? Whenever you see one, how do you evaluate them, or how do you do research for that, or?
Yes, well, of course, anybody, right? Any of the right people would, do a little bit of research before
That's
starting
true.
a business you know nothing about. Like, I'm going to want product knowledge or service knowledge. I'm going to want prices. I'm going to want, I'm going to want links. I'm going to want all of these things so I can write them down and just do my own little search. Like, you're going to give me a website to join you in your online business. Cool. I'm going to click every button in your page that you send me. I want to know what everything does. That's just me. Give me a virus, I'll go get a new device. Here you go. But yeah, I'll give everything the honest college try. Like, I have people coming at me almost on a daily now. Hey Ryan, try this. Or hey Ryan, look at this. Hey Ryan, you help me with this. So I want to return the favor by showing you this. Like, I've seen it all, I've heard it all. But in the beginning, when I first started out online, I didn't have people coming at me. I was the person coming at everybody else, trying to run. It felt like I was running around with that one of those signs and twirling it around out in the corner on my back and trying to get people in. You know what I mean? I felt so defeated. I felt like I couldn't do this. I was like, man, what am I doing wrong? I'm seeing all these guys online and they make it look so easy. What am I doing wrong? I twirl the sign. What am I doing wrong? And my mentor at the time, Andy, he pulled me aside. He's like, Ryan, you got to stop twirling the sign. I said, what do you mean? He's like, you're putting on a show for everybody. You're trying to sell this product when people don't care about what product you have to sell. They care about you. If I'm going to join an online business, I'm not joining a business because of its product. I'm joining the business because of its leader.
That's true.
And then that's plain and simple. Like, I jumped into an e-commerce store company called Youngevity, and the CEO of that company, the man's a genius, and he's like, I'm pretty sure pushing 90 years old, still like runs 5K a day. Like, the man's doing something right. So like, I was blown away by the company. I was like, of course I want to do this. Who wouldn't want to try to make money with one of the best health companies out there in the world? I'm in. So I dove in.
No, that's the spirit, and we should all inherit that. Sorry.
Sorry, never mind. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
Actually, Ryan, you did mention that you love watching you love puzzles, and then you love collecting cards. What type of cards do you collect? Like, is it Pokemon cards, or any other?
Fetish started at a very young age with hockey. I was a big
Hockey, okay.
I'm a
Oh.
Wings fan. I'm an Yzerman fan. I was born the year he was a rookie, so like, I was a Wings fan through and through. And I got into hockey for many, many years. My collection is ridiculously huge.
Wow.
If I put all of my cards into my closet, I wouldn't have a closet anymore. So And then, well, Pokemon was something in my, I think, early teen years.
It was.
Was like 14, 15 when Pokemon came out, and
Yeah.
kind of huge, like I collected all the cards,
Yeah.
and then kind of lost touch with it until basically recently when it became one of the most popular things on the planet, apparently.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, I started a pretty nasty collection of Pokemon cards, and I can literally reach to wherever I'm at, and I can actually find you one.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, man. And what books do you read, and what movies do you watch?
Well, movies,
This movie.
anything good. Again, I'm a big
Oh.
fan, the nerdy side of me. I like action, I like comedy. Not really a horror movie kind of guy, but I will watch it. But
Yeah.
books, basically self-help. Like one of my favorites is The Go-Giver.
Oh.
I'm actually in a book club on Facebook, and we have possibly thousands of books, PDFs, like
Wow.
so many books in there, and that's where I get do all my reading because I can just sit on my phone and just flip through an entire book in a few hours. The Go Giver was the one that really, really clicked with me in the online world. And basically, because I loved helping people, and that's basically what this book is if I help you, you can help me, and we can all help each other. And if you haven't read The Go Giver, I'm pretty sure there's four of them now. Four or five, I'm not sure, but give those books a read. They're not a very long books, put 100, 150 pages. But it's just the story, the intent, and it's one of my favorites. Another one is The Magic.
Magic, eh?
That one there blew my mind. So again, another recommendation. My ex gave me a book. I can't remember. I have it at work. What is it? Oh my God, I got the cover. The title is right on the tip of my tongue. But I think it was the 4-hour work week. That's it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I heard about that, yes.
Like there's tons and tons of books, but that's my type of reading right there. Is how can I help myself help others? It's just
Self-help.
self-help in a nutshell.
You know, oh, okay, makes sense. And when my next question is, do you work other entrepreneurs as well?
Yes, I do. I work with many, many other entrepreneurs. When I first started into the online world, I came in with a company called Enagic. And Enagic is a company that basically sells medical water devices. And that when I started, that's what I was after, was the medical water device, not the business. I didn't go looking for an online business. Believe it or not, it found me. And I'm
Oh,
entrepreneurship, right? Like I've been an entrepreneur since I was a boy selling candy. it was just the mindset. I was always going to be an entrepreneur. I knew it in my heart. I knew it in my soul.
yeah.
It's what I wanted to do. Why would I want to go work for somebody and help them achieve their dreams when
Yeah.
I do the work myself that I'm doing anyways?
Yeah.
I'll keep my own. So when
True.
I opportunity was presented it to me, and being a big bookworm and love of knowledge, I dove right in, and that's when I met my first mentor, Andy.
Oh,
Went
wow.
right thing and showed me basically the we called it target marketing, and we learned how to target your own audience, people basically like yourself.
Makes sense. And also, do you have any advice for people or advice for our viewers who wants to create multiple streams of income?
My advice, take baby steps, but forward, not backwards. If you want to try something, test the waters. Test the waters. If you're truly interested and you're truly committed into achieving those goals in thus business, whatever it may be, whether it's something you enjoy, whether it's cryptocurrency, whether it's, doesn't matter what it is. If you're truly invested, you'll start seeing the results you're expecting.
That is definitely that is true. And also I mean, there are a lot of money making apps in the market, and also there are a number of programs that people can use to, especially now because a lot of people are at home and in this pandemic, they can't really go outside and work. So, Ryan, do you have any apps that you can recommend to our viewers? You did recommend a program, so I'll share it again.
Burex was one of them. Another one, if you want to learn the trade of marketing, you can come in with Token Pocket. You know, Token Pocket's another good app. That one right there is a team build. So, you know, the more people you get to help each other, the more commissions everybody makes. Like, it's, you know, it's a team thing. And then that right there is what really generates with me, because I love helping people. Now I can help you help others and teach you how to help others and have those others help others, and so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Having, you know, one big leader at the top of a pyramid scheme collecting all this money, why not make a pyramid of leaders?
Yeah. Yeah.
CEOs. Why not? We tried it the other way. Failed horribly. Let's try it this way. Right now, as of right now, we're having 100% success rate with it. With everybody who's committed. Let me
yeah. Yeah.
With everybody who's committed, because we have had a few people come in and they're like, you know what? It's not for me. I want out. We've had a few people. It happens. It's business. But so far, everybody who's applied themselves have seen outstanding results.
That is true. And Ryan, what is basically cash flow quadrant is like Robert Kiyosaki described it, is like four quadrants. Kind of looks like this.
Yep.
You can see it. And then there's a E quadrant and S quadrant on the left side, and then there's a B quadrant and I quadrant on the right side. And Robert Kiyosaki always said the right side of the quadrant is better because, the E quadrant, which stands for employee, and the S quadrant is self-employed. It's what these people in E and S quadrant, they trade time for money, whereas the big businessmen and the investors, they are they're finding ways. Did you wanted to say something?
Keep going. You're good.
Sorry. So, they're always looking for ways, like because they have a system in place, and they want rather than them working for money, they want money to work for them. So now, my question to you is, what is cash flow quadrant to you?
Not gonna lie, all I see are numbers, right? When it comes to money, I try not to make it one of my priorities. So, like, I'm the type of person that wants my money to go work for me, but I also do like working with my hands and working hard for my money. So, like, I guess you could say I'm on the line between both quadrants. You know, I still like, even when I'm capable of getting rid of my 9-to-5 job, I'm still going to find something to fill that time, because that's 10, 11, 12 hours a day unaccounted for now. Now I got all this extra time. What am I going to do with it?
That is true.
That's where the dispensary is going to come in.
Yes. Yes.
That will be my full-time job, but it's something I rather enjoy doing, like hibachi. Like, I'm not just going to grow marijuana. I'm going to have, you know, tomatoes, and I love to garden. Believe it or not, I'm actually allergic to pollen. So basically everything that grows out of the ground, but that's what I want to do. And my sinuses can take a beating for it.
And also, Ryan, you're also a digital marketer, and you're very knowledgeable about Instagram marketing and Facebook marketing.
Yep.
Can you tell me about the digital marketing in Kitchener Waterloo?
So in our local area,
yeah.
You want me to tell you about what it's like, or like, what's your question?
So basically, yeah, sorry, I wasn't clear with the question. So basically, yeah, you would it, like the industry is growing throughout Canada. So I was just so my question to you is, how is it growing in Kitchener, like in our local area? How strong is it in Kitchener?
Right now, believe it or not, stronger than you'd think. I've worked many different jobs, I've met many different people who laughed at me, and but I've also had a few people pull me aside and be like, "Ryan, I started this little business." Cool, what is it? Should hook a brother up. What are you doing? What are you making? What are you selling? Like, I got 50 questions now. Let's go. Let's go talk. Let's go have a lunch. Like, and these people now, a lot of them, believe it or not, fitness. Fitness is a very big one here in KW. I've had a lot of people transform themselves from who they used to be to who they are now, and the transformations, I'm not gonna lie, should be on a TV show or something. And instead of her trying to get on TV, she's trying to help other people with their dreams and their fitness goals. And it's mind-blowing watching all these people achieving their dreams. Like, I have a buddy who's a bodybuilder. I didn't know that was a dream of his. He's like, "Yeah, it was always a dream of mine." And I was like, "Well, here you are doing it. Now you're a bodybuilder, you're winning competitions. Now you're having a baby with your wife who's also a bodybuilder and wins competitions. Like, you're living a dream, man." He's like, "Yeah." It's like, you literally have everything. Happily ever after. It's easier than you think. Like, if you don't change your ways, like, you're gonna sit at home all day, live off your mom, or don't put that effort into yourself. I'm not asking you to get a job. I'm not asking you to, I'm asking you to believe in you. You can change. Change is possible. I mean, don't get me wrong. I get 88% of human beings refuse to change. Men, sorry, hate to do that, but our need for self-improvement kind of ends after potty training. But like, if you truly want something, change has to happen, because without victory, or sorry, not victory, blah, 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 without failure, you cannot have victory. You cannot have success without failure. Every
That
person
is true.
in the history of time has failed horribly. Bruce Lee, he's failed many times before he became the best.
That is true.
Wayne Gretzky, Tiger Woods,
Yep.
everybody had to start at the bottom. Everybody made millions of mistakes before they got it right.
That is true.
One thing. The only way I look at failure in this noggin, why I keep tapping it, is when you quit. That's failure. Failure doesn't mean you jumped over the hole and didn't make it, but I'm gonna jump again. That doesn't mean you fail. No, that means you're continuously processing to success. You progress, push forward.
Forward, yes, yeah. And so Ryan, we're almost near the end, but I would love to have you in our in my show, in down the road. And I just want to thank you for coming to our show and sharing your knowledge, as well as I just want to thank you for sharing the insights and sharing your knowledge. And actually, matter of fact, do you have any advice that you can give to our viewers or to your audience?
Advice for what? For becoming better you?
Pardon me?
To become a better you, become an entrepreneur. Again,
Yes,
begin
like
with, I'm
well, the
sticking.
main thing is to get out of their financial struggles.
Again, I'm sticking with the same thing. The leap of faith.
Leap of, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Has anything ever amazing ever happened to you in your comfort zone?
No.
That's
No, because
a
you get lazy, right?
That simple. It's a leap of faith, guys. It's that simple.
That simple, yes. Yes, sir. And yeah, no, thank you so much, Ryan. Like I said, I would love to have you again, and I will be sorry, did you want to say something?
I said anytime, anytime. You let me know.
Anyhow, yeah, no, I'll definitely we'll keep in touch as always, and I like Ryan Lee has been helping me a lot, and it, which is helping me become independent, and so yeah, thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
everything, and have a wonderful day, Ryan.
You as well. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay. And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to subscribe, and I will get back to you with episode one. Shafin Rahman had to cancel in the last moment, so I have to get back to him, and I'll get back to you viewers with episode one. And every month I'm going to do this podcast, so episode three would be for March. But other than that, thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful day.